Welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Tammy Adams. I talk with your guardian angels and spirit guides, guiding, healing, and teaching you how to have a fulfilled life and living your purpose, healing karma and bringing forth good karma. Now on to the show. Welcome to another amazing Karma Talk. And I am excited because today we are going to be talking about something that is very exciting, but also stressful at the same time. So one of the things that we quite often don't talk about is we don't talk about negative entities, negative energy, or dark spirits. And I don't usually talk about this because it scares a lot of people, but it's something that we should talk about because people talk about it in private with me, and I'm trying to do everything I can to give each and every one of you all the knowledge that's out there. People always ask me, they say, "Shaman." I say, "Yes." They say, "Why is it that I feel as though that there's a dark cloud over me?" And most of the time, I'm going to give you guys many different stories. Most of the time we keep dark clouds over us because we're holding on to sadness or pain or frustration or disappointment, or we're holding on to someone else's negative energy. Many reasons why we have these dark clouds over us. Most of the time, it is not due to a negative entity. Most of the time, it is not due to some type of dark spirit that's allowing itself to hang around. But let me explain how dark entities and dark spirits get here and how they get stuck here, because people don't talk about it. So ever since I was a little girl, I've always been able to see good angels, bad angels, good spirits, bad spirits, studied many things, studied many, many, many different type of beliefs, traveled the world studying religions, traveled the world studying spiritual beliefs. It didn't matter whether it was a religion or not. I wanted to understand it because I am very stubborn. So I went from Africa to Asia to everywhere, Israel, everywhere, all over the world, okay? Focusing on studying things that most people don't study. Even spending time with Aborigines in Australia and Tanzania and Tasmania and everywhere. Point is, learning these beliefs in different parts of Africa, which are so awesome, learning these beliefs have taught me one thing, that people do believe in evil spirits. People do believe in darkness. People do believe in voodoo and casting spells. And one of the places that I felt is most focused on that is Asia and Africa. Not because I'm saying in any way, shape, or form that I'm assuming that. This is what they taught me. So when I was in these locations with these different type of shamans or yogis or gurus or spiritual wise men or women, these are the things I seen. I seen voodoo dolls, and they had different type of things inside the voodoo dolls. I seen ceremonies where they did different type of things that they focused on meditating and working on, is the best way to describe it. Point is that these beliefs are thousands of thousands of thousands of years old. Okay? They believe truly in what they're doing, but they don't believe that they're doing something harmful. They don't believe that they're doing something ungodly. When they're doing these ceremonies or these rituals, they are believing that they're helping to create healing or cleansing or removing or protection for themselves, which I totally understand. So I have no judgment. I have no worry or no fear because I know this is their domain. This is where they are. This is what they believe in, and they understand it. And they're talking about thousands of thousands of years old tradition. Now, let's say it has nothing to do with tradition and it has nothing to do with a ritual or a ceremony. And you're experiencing these different experiences of seeing a dead person who's trying to haunt you or you're seeing somebody who's haunting you because they're angry and they're in your home, or they're following you, or you're having bad dreams, or you're having bad experiences, this is normal. We don't talk about it, but it is normal. Now, why is it normal? How many people do you know, or how many people have you heard of that have died from murder, from a car accident, accidentally died because of a medical condition, or I can't think of any other reasons why they would die, but you get the point. Oh, suicide. Definitely suicide. A lot of suicides are really angry. These lost souls, which is what they're called, lost souls, become very angry. And they don't go to the light. They don't go, oh, I want to find God. I'm going to go to heaven. I'm going to go to the light. They don't let their souls rest at peace and find that place of warmth and the most amazing experience a person can have, so that they can finally go back to their original resting place before they even came here to have that experience. And of course, they can come again and do it all over again. What these people believe is that if they go to that resting place and they go to the light, they're lost forever. And they're mad. They're so mad because they are just angry with life. They're angry that they got cheated. I just got in a car accident and I just got screwed. And I had to go home to my wife and my kids. How is that even possible? I just got into a car accident and I'm just a child and I had so many ambitions and I had so many things to do. I just got murdered for no reason. And I literally was a great student and I had so many missions in life that I had planned on, and I just lost the love of my life. People have story after story after story. I just got poisoned. How dare they poison me, because I literally was just getting ready to organize my settlement for all my, you know, my kids and my grandkids, and organize my my will. But because, you know, my son wanted it, so he killed me with poison. I can't tell you how many stories I've heard. I cannot tell you how many lost souls that I've dealt with. Angry, super angry, furious people that haunt others and make our lives feel like we're living hell on earth because they're angry lost souls. Now, can some of them be really dark and actually hurt us? Or, I mean, they can't hurt us. So a dark spirit can't harm you. They can convince you to harm yourself, or they can distract you so you can become harmed. Yes, there's a lot of things they can do to manipulate, but they can't physically touch you and harm you in this way. What we forget is that when you're dealing with darkness, when you're dealing with ungodliness, is what I call it, you must allow yourself to focus on your protection circle. Protection circle. Now, are you allowing yourself to focus on your protection circle? What are you doing to keep yourself protected? What are you doing to make sure you're putting your right foot forward, stepping into positivity, keeping yourself cleansed, and making for sure that there's no room for negativity? Because one thing I know that people do quite often, and this is your number one thing that people do wrong, is you guys go on YouTubes or other channels that are misleading. Guiding you and directing you to opening a channel to negativity and darkness, so that you get consumed with negative energies that open a portal to receive dark entities to come in. So that a lot of people do out of innocence, but it still messes you up. How do you fix that? You would go to someone like me that knows how to let these souls and these spirits be sent to the light so that they can be a part of God and go to a higher frequency so that they no longer have anger. It doesn't matter. Are people really consumed by darkness? Yeah, they are. Can a person be consumed and have a walk-in so that they can be consumed by darkness? Absolutely, yes. There was a little girl. I remember one of my assistants was furious because she thought that I was becoming harmed. And there was this little girl. She was 6 years old. And she was blonde, very petite, beautiful blue eyes, super fair skin. And she was with her grandmother and she was with her mother. And I will never forget meeting her and working with her. And it was exactly like the Exorcist story. Perfect example is the Exorcist movie. And for those who don't believe in it, I'm sorry, but this is a fact. And this was my real life story. And there's no way I can deny it because it's a fact. Sitting in my office, I'm in my meditation room. And the little girl says, "It's so nice to meet you." And she's tilting her head in all these different ways. And the mother and the grandmother said, "We've been to priest. We've been to psychotherapist. We've been to therapist. We've been to psychologist. We've been to hospitals. And my daughter has been trying to kill me since she was 2 years old. With knives, with axes. There's nothing wrong with her brain. As a matter of fact, she's brilliant. She's extremely brilliant. There's nothing wrong with her mentally. The doctors all told me that there is nothing wrong with her. The priest prayed and tried doing an exorcism, but he never studied anyone, or he never studied how to do an exorcism, and no one I know knows how to do this. So the priest suggested that I search out looking for someone who knows how to release negativity from someone. So they called me. And the thing that she became very lucky and very blessed for, you know, and it was a miracle and a gift in itself. When I lived in Italy, learning how to do exorcisms, learning how to specialize in doing certain things that are a very lost learning skill that I feel that most priests or holy people should learn. But of course, I was going to be a nun, so I was learning this because I felt like it was necessary. I mean, what was Jesus's biggest things that Jesus, more than any miracle that Jesus did? Casted out demons. Thousands of them. So I believed this was a very important skill. And it was something I had to study so I can understand how to help people in the future. Because this is my job. Casting out demons. Casting out darkness. So I went. I worked with the little girl. She's trying to scare me. And she's twisting her head in all these different directions, which I'm not going to do. And she said, "I'm going to get you." She said some very scary things and was not very sweet. And I did what I needed to do to work with her and to help her. Now, my assistant that was in the office heard screaming and was very frightened, thought I was going to be killed or murdered or God knows what. She was so scared. God bless her. She was crying. And for good reason. And literally, I worked with her and I did what I needed to do. And the poor princess, I kind of wish I had a video of it, but it was pretty scary. So I wouldn't really want a video of it just in case I trapped the entity. She literally transformed back into a little girl. Whew, I just got chills thinking about it. Transformed back into a little girl in front of her mother's and her grandmother's eyes, that they could not believe that that really happened. It was a miracle. I was a part of the miracle, of course, but it's obviously through God that I was used to help make this happen. There is this other woman who was, I think her father was African American, her mother was Asian, and she was beautiful. And she was consumed by an entity, and she worked in politics, and she was pretty important, actually, as a matter of fact, in politics. And she was consumed by an entity, and she was doing some pretty bad things, pretty bad, because she was consumed with negativity. And she came to me because you have to remember, when you're consumed by a negative entity, it's almost like as if that you split. So sometimes you'll be aware, but most of the time you're not aware. But there's nothing wrong with you. Your brain is fine. You're just consumed. And for those who don't understand this, I'm sorry, but this is the real facts of what happened. So she's working with me, and I'm working on getting rid of this attachment and helping this entity to allow itself to detach from her, giving it back to the light, and doing all sorts of things that are extremely important. And she's older, right? So she, and I don't even know how to describe it to you, was beating herself up in ways that I didn't know a person can beat themselves up. It was bad. It was extremely, it was like a nightmare, to be honest with you. And she's slapping herself, and she's punching herself, and she's pulling her hair out, and she's screaming, and she's, yeah, a lot of negative things that she's doing to herself. And literally, as soon as I was done, and of course, I'm not being, you know, I don't have time to be shocked by this. I just have to do my job, because you're not allowed to stop the process of working on helping this person to get rid of the negativity and the darkness. And as soon as I'm done, the woman was bawling. Absolutely bawling. And still to today, that person listens to my YouTubes, follows me on Instagram, receives my newsletters, and is appreciative in every way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, she's still in politics. And I say unfortunately because I don't believe in politics. But literally, she is extremely, extremely beautiful. She has twin boys and an amazing husband. God bless her. The little girl, on the other hand, who was 6 years old, when she would allow herself to beat up her mother and her grandmother, who had many scars and many markings of the abuse and the trying to kill the mother and the grandmother, the little six-year-old, since she was two, would gain strength more than a man. That's the reason why the hospital that had her threw her out and said there's nothing they can do to help the mother and the grandmother. Because the husband left because he had fear, so he left the wife. And the grandmother was the only hope that the mother had, because that was her mother, so she was going to support her daughter. And it was reality. It was their reality, unfortunately. And now, beautiful life story. Gift. She has a chance to live and be happy and get married and have children and get educated. And the mother has a chance to see her daughter, to smile and to be happy and to not be consumed by darkness. We forget quite often that negative entities are real. And sometimes I think it's important for people to know that maybe the reason why there's so much darkness in the world and there's so much ungodliness in the world is because maybe these negative entities are consuming people or trying to convince us to be ungodly to one another. But the reason why this is an important topic today is because you must fight against the darkness. You must fight against any type of ungodliness. The more you focus on allowing yourself to focus on being pure emotionally, spiritually, mentally, energetically, in all way, shape, or form, and allowing your energy to be purified by being pure within your heart. Your mind, that's a place that tries to play tricks and games on us, right? We have an opportunity to have brilliance after beyond brilliance by educating ourselves, being smart, being intelligent, gaining knowledge, traveling the world, learning different languages, understanding how to solve problems. But the most important part to you is your heart. Your heart is like magic, because it is the part with love. It is the part with sincerity. It is the part where your morals live. It is the part where the commandments live. Do not kill people. Do not steal from people. Do not covet thy neighbor's wife. Do not have sex with the person that's next door. Do not cheat on your wife. Do not cheat on your husband. Normal stories that are absolutely make sense to me. But for some reason, as soon as anything goes chaotic, it doesn't matter what it is, people go straight into being consumed by negativity, which I sometimes want to believe that it is consumed by negative entities or negative spirits. And people go and they rob stores and they start murdering people for no reason. For no reason at all. Raping people, sex trafficking kids, for no reason. Just because they want to. And the more powerful they are, the more high stature, you know, they're more important, supposedly, the more darkness continues to allow themselves to try to manipulate that person. It is hard to be good. I promise you, it is very hard to be good. It's easy to be bad. It's easy to be evil. It's even very easy to be ungodly. But it's not easy to be good. It's not easy to do the right thing because then you're judged. It's not easy to believe that you're the most amazing person on the planet and to believe in your confidence and self-love and self-worth. But it's worth it. It's not easy to know that you're loved by the most amazing vibration energy that's possible, our Creator God and your guardian angels. It is not easy to believe and to know that you're special, but you are. It is very hard to do the right thing because it's not always so fun and so exciting and so spontaneous, you know? You're not getting a lot of fun out of being good. Sometimes being good is a little boring, right? Well, then I must have one of the most boring, most absolutely horrific jobs in the world. And that's an absolute no. I have one of the most exciting, most fun, most craziest professions in the world. And on top of my career in my profession being crazy and insane, it's definitely one I would never advise a person to want. Because at the same exact time of my profession being very exciting, there are times that I wish and that I would hope that I could just have a moment of silence of not hearing any person who's been dead, a moment of silence of not listening to what a guardian angel has to say. There are moments that I wish and pray that I could just be alone. But I'm not. So even though I have a very blessed life, there are some, you know, pros and cons that mix with every profession, with every position that we have in life, but mainly positive. Because when I have an opportunity to give you knowledge and help you to grow and help you to become awakened, how am I not going to be feeling like I'm living in heaven on earth with that? Obviously. Or warning you. Let's say that there's something wrong. And there's something that you're dealing with that's not doing good, or there's a negative spirit that's haunting your home, and I come over and cleanse it. Obviously, then it's going to be beautiful, amazing, spectacular, and I just literally saved not just you, but the whole household. How am I not going to be excited and happy about that? Like the movie Poltergeist. Those are real stories, guys. Hollywood, but true stories. When your heart wants to allow itself to venture out and connect with spirits. Understand this. Be cautious, and this is how you say it and do this. Please listen to what I'm saying. As I come, now you're in a position where you're allowing yourself to be open. You're being open to listen to your guardian angels, right? You want to listen to someone. You're desperate. A lot of people try to do the Ouija board that I've heard of. You know, and they try to do all these weird, not so godly things. Tarot cards and, I mean, God bless tarot cards and all that. I don't do that stuff. I just get scared. I just communicate with guardian angels, so I don't need anything. So I'm very thankful. My gift is very natural and comes straight from the source, and I don't need tools, so I don't use tarot cards or palmistry. I mean, I've studied all those things when I was a little girl, but I don't use anything. And I'm really scared of it, to be honest with you. Point is, because it's an open door for negativity to come in. That's the reason why I was saying it. Point is, when you ask for guidance and you ask for help, you say, dear guardian angels that are filled with white light from our Father God in heaven, what is my message that I may need or want to hear today? You make for sure you say that they are filled with white light and from God from heaven, because Satan also is considered a god, and so are the dark angels considered angels. So you have to be cautious, because there's many people who allow themselves to want out of innocence to connect to their guardian angels or to connect to the other side or to connect to dead people, like their lost loved ones, and they accidentally then take on other entities or other lost souls that they didn't want. One of the things that I've realized also that I didn't mention that's important is that most people during the time of a journey, whether it's through ayahuasca or through mushrooms or whatever it may be, I'm not sure there's many different types of journeys that people can take in this day and age. You do want to be cautious, because that's also an open door to negative entities welcoming and coming into your space. I have worked with people, many people, hundreds of people who have had journeys, who have come here asking to be cleansed and purified and saved, because after their journeys, they have wanted to commit suicide. They have been haunted by dark entities and dark spirits. They have seen evil spirits, and they tell me they've seen Satan. They tell me they've seen hell. They tell me a lot of things like that. Now, I don't believe that hell really exists, because I believe that all people can make it to heaven, and that we all have the potential to, no matter how dark, no matter how much we've sinned, we all have a chance and opportunity to repent. All of us. I don't care what we've done wrong. We all have a chance to repent and to ask for forgiveness and to become pure once again. Think of the Amazing Grace song. The guy who wrote the song sinned, and now it's a song that people sing around the world. Anyone can change. Anyone can change. So as you allow yourself to awaken inside of your heart, and as you allow yourself to receive the messages from your guardian angels and your spirit guides, you want to allow yourself to always visualize being connected with the most purest, most innocent, loving light, our Creator. Focusing on allowing yourself to be connected with God, focusing on allowing yourself to be connected with pure, positive light is the key to all the answers. Do not let negative darkness, evil spirits, or whatever may be out there come into your space by you allowing yourself to have ignorance. That's the reason why I'm making this video today. This is the reason why I'm definitely doing this radio show. Understand that it is possible to take on negative entities. Absolutely. Exorcist is real. Poltergeist is real. These are real life stories, guys. It happens all the time. Maybe we don't hear about it because they're considered mentally unstable. They're considered crazy. They're considered all these different labels. But in reality, they're consumed by darkness. And most hospitals, most mental facilities will say, we don't know what's wrong with them. Just give them some more drugs. And that's not how it works. As a matter of fact, there's a little girl I worked with, Princess, a baby girl. I loved her. She was 18 years old. Beautiful sweetheart. Absolutely sensitive. Beautiful. Her mother and father didn't believe in God. They were atheists. Her mother told me that she needed help, because she was referred to me, the mother was referred to me from a friend of hers. She goes, shaman will help you. Go to shaman, because shaman's going to help her. I promise you, go to shaman. So I start working with this little girl. She was the only client I took on for 3 months. So I canceled all my other clients and I worked with her for 3 months straight. When I worked with her, she was abusive. She tried killing herself 8 times. She was in and out of mental facilities in California. She constantly would like break glass or try to harm people. She was just a very, very, very negative, 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 negative person. Very dark, very consumed. You can see the hatred, the anger inside of her. Like she looked like she never slept. Long story short, working with her, okay, how can I help you? Blah, blah, blah. Then I see that she is absolutely beyond the point of gifted. So intuitive, so connected. I start working with her, and literally within 3 months of working with her, I have to talk fast so I don't lose time with you guys. 3 months of working with her, we realize she's a sweetheart. She received electric shock therapy 5 times. 5 times, 18 years old, so that she can be knocked out, so that she doesn't share her stories of talking about the angels and the dead people that she would see. But yet, all these holy books that are around the world were also seeing angels and dead people. That's really weird. So if they saw angels and dead people, were they supposed to also be in mental facilities? Because I think that's a little weird. So thousands of years ago, it was godly to see angels and dead people. But 2024, you're considered mentally unstable and insane if you see a dead person. Little weird, don't you think? So long story short, I'm talking to this little girl and I shared that exact story.